Hello, and welcome to the Saturday edition of the Skirted Roundtable. We're calling this Saturday Shorts. This is where there's maybe a little piece of tape that we thought was either pretty funny or it contained a nugget of information that we wanted to share, but it didn't quite make the final cut. So we hope you enjoy it. The Skirted Roundtable, Saturday Shorts.
Didn't Lazy Boy hire a bunch of designers to revamp their lines? Or was it just Todd Oldham? Those are all. I never even looked at those. I may be talking about something that's so horrendous that we shouldn't even be talking about it. But didn't he redo a bunch of the Lazy Boys?
He did some of them, and you know they have some stuff that looks good, but they still have some stuff. I was trying to find
terrible looking stuff.
I was trying to find a recliner for my father when he got sick, and because he had never had a recliner, he had a wing chair. My father had his big leather wing chair, but it's his beautiful tufted wing chair. But trying to find a recliner that was also a ejector seat. I can't think of the word. You know, it would help him stand up because he was getting weak. And, you know, and those were just, it was horrifying how ugly those were. Now, if we'd needed it, we would have gotten it because it was more of a medical thing than anything looks, you know, form does follow. But it was so freaking ugly.
I'm still laughing. I'm
gonna eject him out.
I'm having a hard time getting past that.
Well, in a gentle manner. A little boost.
I could not get past it.
Oh God. Oh Linda, that killed me.
What's that? I can't think of the word. There's a term for it. Ejector seat.
Eleven.
It's like a big giant coil spring with a gloved hand. You hit a button and it comes on and just gives them the boost.
Well, I have to admit that, you know, the Mogget girls did a post, you know, how they pick on things. And one of them was one of those types of recliners that raise up to help you stand up and out. And they said something about, if I ever get like this, shoot you? Yeah, shoot me. And, you know, okay.
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, so I did post a comment that said, well, I was actually looking at one of these, and as ugly as they are, there's a use for them, and my father needed it, and neither one of us were ready to shoot him. So, you know, I kind of was a downer on that comment, even though
I'm going to say, you know, they just kind of looked at each other and did that, oh, you know, looked at, oh, God.
Shoot me if I ever need that. I'm like, well, sometimes people do need it, need that. But it was so ugly, it was depressing, I have to say.
Yeah.
You know, especially when he, you know, it was like, we're going to replace his beautiful, you know, cordovan leather, wine, deep red leather sofa with, or recliner with this. But he was having a hard time standing up. So, you know, those things happen. But,
Your mom can give him a boost.
It was getting a little hard for everybody.
This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Joni Webb from Coat to Texas, Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. You can visit us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com, and we're now on iTunes. Search for Skirted Roundtable. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate all of your comments and suggestions, and we'll be back soon.